I worked for the VA, and I had a group of men that I was working with, and we talked about Veterans Day last year, and I said, why don't we have a Veterans Day parade here? And they talked about how they never felt like they were welcomed home, and that the reception they did get was very negative.
What did they say?
They just said they got called bad names, and people spat at them, and accused them of things that they didn't do, and were very unwelcoming.
So the two of you got together and decided, let's have a parade.
Absolutely. Sandra and I have known each other and been friends for over 40 years, which isn't a rare thing in these days, I think. And when she called and said that, I said, well, yeah, let's do this. And I immediately, of course, having done events for 30 years or more, immediately called the American Legion and talked to the commander there, Corey Ball, and the second vice commander, Don Weiss, and his wife, Pat Weiss. They immediately volunteered to be part of the parade committee. They volunteered the American Legion Dorsey Liberty Post number 14 as our place to have our meetings. And we went from there. I just recruited people that I thought would be helpful. I put the word out that we were going to do this, and the response, as Sandra will tell you, has been phenomenal.
It's been so amazing.
And this parade's going to be on November 11th, Veterans Day.
Saturday at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And the KU game is an away game.
Well, that's helpful.
Which is really important to a lot of people, of course. This is an experience for the whole community to honor those veterans who maybe didn't make it home or didn't make it home whole. And we also have families who can give the names of their loved ones who maybe aren't with us anymore to be carried in the parade. I don't have the list all together yet, Jay, but I will tell you that it's going to be wonderful.
Sandra, why do you think it's important to honor these veterans?
I feel like a lot of damage was done to people during combat tours specifically, and I feel like some of those damages aren't repaired easily, and I think it's really important for us to do what we can to recognize them and to be a part of their healing in any way that we can.
Do you think that something as simple as a parade can start the healing process for some of these veterans, Sandra, that you deal with day in and day out?
I've gotten really good feedback from the veterans that I work with. They're very excited, and they're all the ones that I work with regularly are wanting to be involved, and I think it's really important for where they are and where they want to be in their healing process.
Can I tell you a story about going out to 23rd Street Brewery where a bunch of Vietnam vets hang out?
Sure.
Every Friday, I was invited out by Matt Llewellyn, who sponsors the parade. He said, you know, I've got a bunch of guys that are out here you might want to talk to. And I went out and had pizza with these guys and talked to them and listened to them. And they were enthusiastic and they were very supportive and they were grateful. And the gratefulness really got to me because here I am, somebody that they have sacrificed for, as far as I'm concerned. My freedoms are because they were willing to go over there to Vietnam. And they're grateful to me, grateful for us putting this parade together. That was significant to me, and it was poignant. It was a moment that I teared up, and I thought, well, I'm not doing much compared to what you've done, but I'm happy that we can do that. We're just happy that we have an opportunity to do this for all those who have sacrificed for us. And we recognize that their sacrifices for their families and for themselves are sometimes very deep. And I am honored that they want to be a part of the parade.